This is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church, Conroe. Welcome to our Sunday worship podcast for Sunday, November the 15th. During worship this day and live worship, we will be celebrating Veterans Day. So keep all of the veterans in your prayers this day. Also, I need to tell you, one of our members, Lee Fennell, a lifelong member of the Christian Church, passed away this week at the age of 95. There will be a service for Lee this coming Monday at 10 a.m. at Cashner Funeral Home. So keep Lee and her family in your prayers this day. Now, I would like to ask you to take a few moments to prepare for worship this day. Go to your quiet center, focusing your mind and heart on this beautiful music. Our call to worship this morning is from the lectionary Psalm 123, and it will be a responsive call, and your response is, "From everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Let's be in worship. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins are known to you. Teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Join me in prayer. Timeless God, when our days speed fleetingly past, you remember us. We pause now in the midst of our busy lives to acknowledge you as the one who gave us this day and every day. May we use it to worship you and serve others, filling our lives and this world with your love. We lift up to you especially this day our sister Lee Fennell into your care. We pray for her family during hours of grief, that they might know your care and love. We pray for all of those who are entrusted with keeping us safe in this time of pandemic. Bless them, guide them, give them strength and fortitude. Lord, we are so grateful to be in your presence in worship this day. Bless us as we seek to come closer to you. In the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have you ever refused a compliment? Someone tells you that you're good at something and you just immediately just respond demurely, say, oh, no, that's not true, as if they were talking about someone else. Paul says one of the gifts of the Spirit is encouragement, and yet so many of us won't let ourselves be encouraged. When someone offers you a compliment, accept it as a gift. The Bible is clear. We have all been given gifts to use. The gifts we have been given include sharing the abundance of our resources. When we generously give these to God through our offerings, God multiplies them for the healing of the nation. Let us come to this time of giving not with timidity or modesty, but with confidence that the gifts we have are for giving. I invite you now to bring your gifts of offerings to God in the way that you deem appropriate. Pray with me. Giving God, you have graced us with gifts beyond our abilities, and you have empowered us to use them in service to each other. May the gifts we share today be one of the ways we pledge our obedience, shining your light into this world. We are honored to be the recipients of your generosity. May we reflect that gift today and every day. Amen. Who knows? That's a common refrain in our world today, isn't it? Who knows when we will return to normal? Who knows what's going to happen next? You know, that same mantra, who knows, was echoing through the first century church. They were in a time of upheaval. Because of this uncertainty, Paul encourages the Thessalonians to stay awake. Each day when we rise, we are called to be children of the light, keeping our eyes open for ways we can serve the Lord and make His presence real. This meal serves as a wake-up call for us. It's easy to let our steadfastness lapse in the midst of these unsettling times. It's tempting to let our schedules or our anxieties take precedence, to lull us into even a sense of hopelessness. To this, Paul says, stay awake. This bread and this cup, they are the reminder that Christ is already with us, offering us saving love on a daily basis. Through this meal, we are reconnected to each other, answering the call once again to encourage each other and build up one another, ensuring that we all stay awake and aware to Christ's presence within and among us. Let's share in communion together. Gracious God, bless this meal to our lives and our lives to your continued service for Christ's sake. Amen. Our scripture reading for today will be from the letter to the Hebrews. I will be reading from the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The letter to the Hebrews. Who wrote that book of the Bible anyway? Well, we don't quite know. Was it Paul? Some people think it was. The apostle to the Gentiles? Could it have been Barnabas? A lot of people think it may have been early leader of the church in the book of Acts. Or maybe it was Apollos. A lot of people think it was Apollos. He was a Jew from Alexandria whom Paul met at Ephesus. We just don't know, but don't let that bother you. You know, if we are honest, we aren't sure who wrote most of the Bible. In fact, we're pretty sure we don't have a copy of the original of any of the documents in the Bible. But what we do know is that all of these folks from about 900 BC to about 100 AD, they all felt inspired. They felt inspired to write down their faith stories, how they believed God had spoken to them and had instructed them to tell their stories to the people, to their own tribe. And today's passage is talking to us, and it puts us in the magnificent story chronicled in Scripture. So we can say that Paul or Barnabas or Apollos is writing to you and me. And the first task we have when we acknowledge this writing is to acknowledge our history. This Sunday, we are celebrating Veterans Day in live worship. You know, that day is on November the 11th. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918 that the armistice was signed, ending World War I. And we honor our veterans on this day. Their history is writ large in our national story. But if we're really honest about it, sometimes history gets cleaned up the longer it is told. And that is true. We know that is true. But if we are to truly learn from our history, we must not merely celebrate the victories and ignore the parts of our history that are problematic or troublesome. You know, as a nation, our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, begins with those wonderful words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." But for the most of the 244 years since those words were first penned, that hasn't been true. Hadn't been true for women, for Native Americans, for African Americans. During World War II, it certainly wasn't true for Japanese Americans who were put in basically concentration camp. You know, if we're really honest, and we must admit, we white guys with property have been running the show pretty much since the get-go. Now, I have nothing against white guys with property. However, for it truly to be a free nation, all of the aforementioned groups and every minority group, they must receive the full rights and privileges of the society in which they live. Because the very next words we hear in Hebrews when Paul or Barnabas or Apollos, they tell us to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. You see what that means, my friends, is that once we have confronted the mistakes we have made in history, and not until then can we bring forth a great future out of our past, we are well on our way to doing that. And I am glad to live in a country where we can make amends and become honest with ourselves and move forward. That means that we must see everyone we meet as a child of God and of infinite worth. I received a new T-shirt recently that speaks to this. On the back at the top in real Bible-looking letters, it says, "Love thy neighbor." And below it, it says, "Thy homeless neighbor, thy Muslim neighbor, thy black neighbor, thy gay neighbor, thy immigrant neighbor, thy Jewish neighbor, thy Christian neighbor, thy atheist neighbor, thy disabled neighbor, thy white neighbor. You get the picture, right? My prayer is that we are a church where everyone wants a t-shirt just like that. And then Paul or Barnabas or Apollos tells us, run with perseverance the race set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. You know, a pioneer is someone who goes first to blaze the trail, and Jesus has blazed our trail. And now it's up to us to hitch up our wagons and get on that trail that Jesus has left for us, the trail that love built. So how do we do that? What are our marching orders? Well, just get a red letter Bible and do what the red letters say. And then comes the punchline that Paul or Barnabas or Apollos gave. The hardship of the journey is worth it because of the joy it brings. Enough said. And now may God bless you and yours in the week ahead. Amen.
He's of his covenant, his blood.